is a great invention, wasn't it?
I imagine it is.
Next to the car. Okay, now tell me about Grandma and Grandpa Manning, Lucy's mom and dad.
Well, they lived on Greenbrier. They lived in a log house, big, big log house. And when we children was born, Mommy had three brothers that weren't married, was still at home. You know, Uncle mm-hmm. Russell was near Ernest age. And we went to Grandma's about once a week, still night. Grandma would always make us candy of some kind. Sometime it was just molasses taffy. Sometimes she'd pop us corn, or she'd bring in down the nuts out of the garret loft, or apples or something. Or she'd let us take back the big old table and play blindfold. Grandma stayed up with us till near midnight, let us play. Any of the grandchildren, and there were some of us always there.
Uh-huh.
And Grandpa always had something for us. Now, but we didn't think a thing. We loved them. They were and your namesake was really something. She was a grandma that you read about and very seldom see.
Now, was her name Frances?
Yeah, that's where you got the name of Eleanor Frances.
Was her first name Eleanor?
No.
Oh, just her?
Just Frances.
Frances, okay.
Frances Moore Manning.
Was Reverend Moore?
This James Moore was her father, I reckon, James Moore.
Okay, the one that had something to do with Daniel Boone?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I remember my dad saying he just traveled with Daniel Boone.
Well, I really don't know. Grandma has told us, but I just don't remember, really. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I just, when I was at Mother's, got a story that my dad had written the year before he died, and I'm going to make a copy of it and get that to you, too. I just had so much to do before we could leave. I didn't get everything done I wanted to. But I had to decipher it. And he had written this story about his life just before, about a year before he died. And he told about going to Grandpa's house, and that Grandpa told him that if he would help him plant corn, he would give him, I think, a pig to take home.
Yeah.
And one time, and Dad said he had no idea he was going to have to eat that pig that fall.
Yeah.
And then another time, Grandpa told him he'd give him an egg for every log that they cut.
Yeah, so.
And that's where I found out that Frances, because he called Grandma Frances. Grandpa said, Frances, get some eggs for Oscar to take home. And that was in that story. Yeah. So I'm going to get you a copy of that, too.
Well,
and
he also made on one of these tapes. I've never played it. I played it one time before Russell died. And Russell said, now, Opal, you play it if you will, and don't cry. I said, I won't. But before I was half through, he was crying harder than I was. So he was telling about going hunting with Gerald Manning and Fred and them, you know, and about they caught a possum and had it, and they put the dog, they had a little dog, and they give him the possum to carry, and they tied a cord somewhere, and they put the possum down in one end and the dog in the other, and made him carry both home.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever run across that tape, I would like it when you're done with it.
Maybe you've got all them tapes up home ducking down at your house, didn't you?
Yeah.
I've got them. I never could play them.
I think that's probably something your children wouldn't even want.
It's
something that I would like to have. So if ever you're your tapes, keep me in mind, will you?
I sure will.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody'd rather you'd have this to you, honey.
Well,
because Oscar, you was actually his favorite.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yes,
I always felt Gail was.
He always loved Gail.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes. I never felt he really treated us any differently. If he treated her different, I always felt it was because she was the oldest.
Yeah.
So it was easy for me to take, you know.
Yeah.
But yes, Daddy loved us all. I wanted to ask you about Grandpa's parents now.
Grandpa's parents was Alexander Porter, or Frances Alexander, but they spell it different from a girl's.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexander. And my grandmother was Laura Fulton, Fulton. And she died left 9 children at she was 42 years old.
How did she die?
TB, I think.
Is that right?
Poppy didn't even remember.
Oh.
He was, you know, about the second one, I guess, from the bottom.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't remember. He said the only thing he could remember about her was her hair. She was a blonde. That's where we got the blonde from. Of course, I didn't get this from.
Yeah.
I don't know what I got that gray.
So she died and left 9 children. And then
Grandpa married twice after he left.
Mm-hmm.
And he married a widow that had 7 or 8 children, and he raised all of them after his children was already married. And then he and his last wife had 3 children, Harlan, Herman, and Irene.
Okay.
And they're all dead.
But Harlan and Herman lived down on Porter Creek,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
See, growing up, I would hear those names, but I could never make connection as to how
they
were related.
Well, they were Poppy's half-brothers.
Right. Now, I don't ever remember Daddy telling me that Grandpa,
well,
that
we
his
never,
grandmother
we
had
didn't
died
like
early.
Grandpa Porter.
You didn't care for great-grandpa?
Not a bit, but we loved Grandpa Manning.
Uh-huh.
Grandpa would always have us just an apple, because he always had a big orchard, or a pear, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever grandchild come, he made him think he was saving him for that. He used psychology on
us. That sounds like my dad.
Yeah.
That sounds like my dad. That's the kind of things he did.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where he got it
from.
Yeah,
it was.
Uh-huh.
We didn't care. Grandpa was good to us or something, but now that I'm older, I can understand. He had children the same age of us.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Of his own. Naturally, he didn't have the affection for the grandchildren he did for his own.
Uh-huh.
And we couldn't understand that.
Yeah. But now, did he live somewhere around the area, too?
Just the farm adjoining us, the farm right in front of us. There was Grandpa Porter's. That's where Mommy, Grandpa Poppy was raised.
Not Holbrook's. That's on the right of the farm.
This was in front. You know where the school building's
at? Yeah.
Well, just right through the fence there was his.
That hill was.
Do you have to cross the street to get to his?
Well, you have to go up the street.
And it's across the street, too. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Of course, that house burned.
Oh, did it?
There's nothing there but the barn. The barn's still there, but that house burned, and they built a new house on up farther on the top of the hill. I mean, Herman did.
Uh-huh.
After all of them, the rest of them was dead and gone.
Okay. Let's see, you said they met at church. Okay, and as far as you know, Grandma and Grandpa only had you 5 children. They never lost any children.
No, never lost one, never. She never had an abortion or nothing.
Yeah, okay. And now, they lived from the time they were married, they had the farmhouse, did they?
All of us but Russell were born on Greenbrier. That was Ernest, my oldest son, was born at Grandma's place.
Grandma Manning?
Yeah.
Okay.
In one room of her house. They moved in there. That's the way they did back in older days. They just moved in with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved. Oscar was about 14 months old.
You was born just across the street.
Yeah. But we were all born on Greenbrier.
Yeah.
What is Greenbrier? Is
that's
that
a little road that turns off there at that store and goes up that way, up where Grandpa and Grandma live. Was you never around where Grandpa and Grandma live?
I don't guess so.
No, I don't guess you were.
Don't guess so. Uh-uh.
Because Uncle Tom and Aunt Nell lived there.
Well, now, we were at Uncle Tom's, and there's a creek that runs in front, and you had to go across the swinging bridge.
Yeah.
We were at Uncle Tom's.
Well, now, that's our grandma's old place.
Uh-huh. Okay. But now, I thought that was on the same road that you lived on. That's not, huh?
No, it isn't, huh?
Okay.
No. See, you turned off there at the right, there at that store, and I go on up the road, up home.
Okay. There's a store
right there at the mouth of that road. It turns right, it go up Greenbrier, they call it.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Porter Creek goes on.
Mm-hmm. So there is a road, though, still that goes down by that house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
People live there.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got a big brick house there now. Don't have the old log house.
Okay, then I probably wouldn't recognize it even if we went
wouldn't
down there.
You wouldn't recognize the thing. I went around there. I went to the cemetery. But as you said, you wouldn't recognize nothing.
Okay, so then when did they buy the farmhouse and all of you moved to the farmhouse?
When Oscar was 14 months old.
So Daddy lived there?
That's where he lived, and Russell was born there.
And then they moved?
He paid $1,500 for that farm. And now, if we would want to sell it, we could get $100,000 out of it.
Oh.
The farms are selling out there, $100,000. The real estate has gone up that much.
But now you don't have as much property now as what Grandpa had, because some of it has been
sold
and what have you, like
right.
the school
That's
and
right.
stuff like that.
And we've just got 68 acres.
Okay.
Nothing sold off but just one lot over in front of the house there.
For the church?
The Leatherwood over there, we learned.
Oh, yeah, I used to own that, yeah.
A lot of it sold off.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Okay, so then at what age would my dad have been when Grandma and Grandpa moved into Ashland?
Oh, he was in school. He come in here. We all moved in here, moved up on 13th Street. And there was, he got him a little job of selling papers, and he'd take Russell with him. Russell was 6 years younger than Oscar. Mm-hmm. And then we went to school in here until they got ready to go back to the farm, and then they went back out there.
And then they stayed out there?
No, they went with him. And no one
no,
stayed.
That's what I mean. My dad went back out to the farm.
Yeah.
Right? And because he went to school back out there.
Some hog town or Ellisville.
Where he had to walk for 14 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard that for many, many years. Okay, so Grandpa, you said, taught school. Now, did he teach? He taught there at Porter School, didn't he?
He taught school from the time he was 18 years old. Now, they might be, see, back then you had to run your trustees or you didn't get a school.
Mm-hmm.
But he taught school long enough that he got a retirement. And back then, they had to teach, I think, 35 years before they'd get a retirement.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a teacher school when he and Mommy married.
Is that right? And now, did Grandma work? Did she teach or anything? Or
no, she had children and raised a big garden and all that. No.
Okay, at what point did Grandma move into Ashland? And I know she worked as a caretaker for a lady and lived in Ashland, and Grandpa was on the farm.
Yeah. Vivian and Ralph moved in with Poppy, and Mommy come and lived with me. They didn't get along good in their old days.
Grandma and Grandpa?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And
was that why you moved in with them?
We bought half of the place after we come back from...
And then Uncle Ralph helped farm the...
He raised
tobacco and...
He raised tobacco and farmed. Yeah.
I remember coming down here and I was telling him, I said, evidently the tobacco, you have to do something at a particular time, because I remember Uncle Ralph saying, you'll just have to, excuse me, I got to get out there and top that tobacco.
Whatever that was.
But he had to get out there and take care of it once while we were down here.
Yeah. It's one time that you do that.
Okay. I can't read my own writing. So Porter Creek Farmhouse was there when Grandma and Grandpa moved in.
Yeah, they bought that that whole acreage, $1,500.
Okay. You don't remember what year they bought it and moved in there?
Well, Oscar was born in 1914.
14.
That was in the spring of 1915.
Okay.
I can go get you a picture of Oscar in a school group. I don't guess you've ever seen
it. Oh, honey, I've never seen any old pictures. My mother doesn't have anything from my dad's childhood. I've kept you sitting too long, haven't I?
No, she just likes that all the time.
Okay, Grandma Manning, I believe, had a sister that lived in Wisconsin, Meg?
Had a daughter.
It was a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And her, was it Meg? Was that her name?
Yeah, Margaret.
Margaret.
But Meg, naturally, called her Meg Ellett. She married a Sam Ellett.
Was that related to Clemens Ellett?
No.
No relation?
No.
Okay.
No.
So she married a Sam Ellett. So they probably got children still living up there. Ellett's maybe?
Well,
Meg
maybe
and Sam.
Some of them, but no, Sam's been dead a long
no,
time.
No, but I mean, maybe Meg and Sam had children that still live up there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we're only how far from that area with
Lily? They lived at Lily, Wisconsin, where they lived at.
We're only maybe 20 miles, maybe 40 miles from Lily. And we've often thought, you know, if we knew the name of the people, we'd try and find out. Who.
Well, they're Elliots, but now I don't know who they married, and I don't think
all of the girls are dead.
I don't know, but maybe Alton, some of the boys.
Alton, Goldie, Shore was the girls, and they're all dead.
Now, who was their parents?
Meg.
Oh, that's who, Meg's children?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Meg's children. And Alta, Goldie, and Flora were the girls. She had three girls and three boys, I think.
Uh-huh.
But the last we heard that all they were all dead. I know the girls are all dead.
Okay.
And the boys, they may be Carl, or she had a Carl and an Oscar.
I was going to say they was Oscar.
And an Arvel and a Kennel. She had four boys and three girls. She had seven.
Okay.
Now, and the last name was what?
Elliot.
Elliot?
Elliot.
Yeah, Edward.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right there's your little daddy.
Dad.
This one right here?
Yeah.
They didn't go to school. They just let them go to school if they wanted to go, and they didn't want. And my aunt was a teaching school. Uncle Norman Manning's wife was a teaching the school there.
Uh-huh.
And that was in, that was before Russell was born, 1920. That was made in 1919.
Yes, that's right. Because here, let's see. Here I am humped up here. And
oh.
I can't see Opal.
Here's Ernest up
yeah,
here by my late roof.
Oh,
I'm
sure,
up behind
I recognize.
Him, you know, you'll see the top of my head.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
And Mommy didn't go to get in the picture because she was pregnant back then. Women didn't get out of the house, you know, when they
started. Uh-huh. Isn't that something? And Aunt Opal, I'll bet a dollar you don't have written on this picture who's who in here, do you?
I know who they are.
I know. But do you know 10 years, 15 years, 20 years from now, someone won't know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's about the truth. No, I don't know.
And if you don't have written on there who they are, it won't mean a thing. They'll say, I don't recognize any of them.
I know it.
That's the truth. Most of them are gone.
I can't write well enough now. I've got those palsy hands, shaped and all.
Well,
this is probably just slack.
Does that just pull right out?
Yeah, I imagine it does.
Well, you got to have stronger fingers maybe than mine. I sure don't want to break it. Well, I bet that this is comes out like this.
Yeah. It's a sliding, yeah.
All right, you got something written on there. It says, made 1919, Ruth Flannery
Manning,
teacher,
yeah.
Porter School Group. Well, let
that
me write.
That was before they built that school.
Let me write on this,
All right.
We'll keep this in there with it. Okay, now you said that Vivian is the...
Right there.
Vivian.
And Opal's right behind me. You just see her
okay,
head.
Okay, is dark dress.
Humped up.
Front.
Like I was scared.
Row.
You probably was scared. That old booger dog was safety.
That'd be third.
Carl, don't you want something
third
to drink, honey?
No, thanks.
From left.
I want you to make your
and now Opal is which one, honey?
Right behind me here. You can just see the
half
top
her
of her
head. Opal.
That's the way you learn.
Right behind Vivian.
Yeah, that's the reason I grew up in my ignorance. I never would listen. I did all
half
the talking and I didn't know what to talk about.
Okay, and then now my father is this one.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar. Front row.
And Ernest is up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seventh from left. Dark suit.
Okay, Ernest, Tapest, Boy, on right. Okay, and who else now? Is that all of them? No, Russell, he wasn't born, you said.
No, that was the year he was born. He wasn't born. That was the beginning of the fall school year, which was in August, I think it began. And, or July, I don't remember which. And Russell wasn't born until in January the 20th.
1920.
Not born until January 1920. Okay, and this is Porter School.
Now, that's really not the name of that now.
No, that was before they built the sheepskin. Sheepskin.
Sheepskin, they called it.
It's pure old sheepskin. Yeah. S-H-E-E-P-S-K-I-N-N-I-E. Skinny. Sheepskin. And that was the last year they had school up there. Then they built the school down there. And
and then Porter School was built?
Yeah, in 1920. They was first school was taught in 21, but
okay. And I'm going to add a note down here that Eleanor wants a copy of this picture.
Well, why don't you take it now? If you want it.
If I send it back, will you see that it gets put with this note?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
See that it gets put with this note. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll take good care of it.
I know you will. It's been taped. You got tore and just in a little
it's
scuffle.
The glass a little bit somewhere. There we go. Okay, I will see to it that I get that back to you.
Just put that in. Put this right in there.
Well, here. Eleanor wants a copy of this picture. I better erase that and put Eleanor has this picture. Instead of putting Eleanor wants a copy of this picture, I better put Eleanor has this picture. Will return. And I'll date it.
Well, don't we?
1096, so that they'll know.
I just assumed you'd have it as any, I'd rather you'd have it as anybody else.
Well, I appreciate that, but I know that your family will want a copy of it too, so I just assume, see to it that we get it back to
them. I have told my children that I want them, because if it wasn't for Vivian Eleanor, we'd have to be in a nursing home, because we are neither one able to do our work and wait on herself. She does all the cooking and all the washing and the laundry and right of the sweeper and all of it. And we can't neither one do that. Mm-hmm. And he can't dress himself. I have to dress him and undress him. Mm-hmm. But I can dress and undress myself, but that's about all. I can get up, and I usually go to the store once a week. We have to get someone to take us. Mm-hmm. I would drive, but she won't let me.
I won't ride with her.
And I won't ride with her.
If we can go and get you in anything before we leave, we'd be more than glad to do that.
No.
We know where the store is now. We'd be more than happy to
I know you would, Eleanor Francis, but I don't want you to. No, I don't need anything.
Well, that's what my mother always said. She could be starving to death, and she'd say, I don't need anything. That's what she'd say.
We go once a week, and we get a man up the street here. He comes and drives my car and takes us.
Uh-huh.
And Vivian has to go with me. She gets me in and gets me a hold of a buggy, and I can just fly around there and pick up my groceries.
Does she?
Yeah. But
can't keep up with her when she gets a hold of a buggy.
But
right?
I can't walk without something
to hold on to.
I have it.
But you don't have a walker to use in the house here?
I do have one, but I don't want to use that thing.
Well, what about one of those crutches that has the little legs, three legs
she's
on
got
it?
I've got one of them.
Maybe she needs one with a motor.
Yeah, that's what she needs.
Needs hot one with a motor.
That's right.
Crutch with a motor, right?
Yeah.
Or a big wheel.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to ask, where did our forefathers, what countries did they come from? Do you know?
Yeah. The Porters came from Virginia, Scott County, Virginia. They came, three brothers, with covered wagons. One of them stopped off up here at Catlettsburg. Another went to Bruin, Kentucky. And our great-great-grandfather went to the Stave Woods of Edgett County and settled out there. And they homesteaded. And they lost contact with each other. They had no mail. They no mail delivery, or no way of seeing each other. And probably a lot of them are close related. We don't even know. But we just kept with that one group, you see.
Now, do you know where the Porters, that, I mean, how they got to Virginia, where they came from?
Scott County. That's, I don't know what the city was, but they came from Scott County, Virginia.
Okay. Now, do you have any of this written down anywhere in Opal, or have you got it all up here? Can you believe that? Are any of your children interested in the family history?
The younger ones are. Now,
are you talking about Darwin, or are you talking about your grandchildren?
I'm not talking about my children.
Okay.
Talmadge, sometimes he lays over in Salt Lake City, Utah, and he'll go up to that Mormon tabernacle, and he can put in a quarter and get the genealogy of Everman, and he'll come up to Venice's generation. I said, well, why didn't you get that? He said, I ran out of quarters.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
well, that would be interesting. Yeah, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can. You can go, there's different places that you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you can do that. I know he's done that there.
Mm-hmm. Well, why didn't he look up quarters?
And when they was in college, I don't know. Well, they said that they run it back to, I guess, my great-great-summer grandfather or something, Andrew Porter. That would have been Alec Porter's father, I guess, would have been Andrew Porter. That's as far back. I had a cousin live someplace in Indiana. He used to call me, and he used to go to these places. Now, like the Virginia up there, where they was, and tried to find out. I don't know how far along he got.
Where are Grandma and Grandpa buried? Not Lucy and Sam, but Grandma Porter's parents. Where are they buried?
Well, it's called Fairview. At their Fairview Church in Edgett County, Grandpa was buried. And
is that where they had Grandpa's funeral? At Fairview Church?
Yeah.
Okay, I know where that is.
Yeah.
That's at the fork of the road, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So they're buried right there.
Yeah. And Grandpa and Grandma...
No, not at that church. See, they was an older church. See, this is a new Fairview. They got it out on the hardtop. The other one, you go down...
Closer to the house?
Yeah.
Closer to the farmhouse?
Turn left instead of going right to this new building.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the building's gone. It's just a cemetery there.
Okay.
And they fenced it in. And
is that the one that sits up a little bit on a hill?
Yeah.
On the right-hand side?
On the left-hand side.
On the same side of the street that the farmhouse is on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's on the same side of the road that the farmhouse is on?
Yeah.
Between Caudle's and the farmhouse?
Between who, honey?
Caudle's house.
Yeah, you're getting over in the, from where this picture was taken, the Caudle's that lived over there at that time. That's the only ones I'm thinking about. Maybe
they lived right on the curve, Caudle's did.
Oh, that was just above this Jacob's post office, I'm telling you.
Oh, you're down by Jacob's post office?
Yeah, I'm.
Oh, okay, you're on the other end. You're between your house and the farm.
Yeah. And okay. Yeah, but old Fairview, what I'm telling you,